Friends stuck up and she don't wanna mess up her hair. And if you wanna fuck like I wanna fuck, put your motherfucking hands in the air. I'm on 5-hour energy, Nouveau and Hennessy. So what you wanna do, little baby?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in today. Ready to chop up some real good game. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your macking needs, all the pay-per-view specials. And today's show is brought to you by the book, Black Players, The Secret Life of Black Pimps. You can get that book at BarnesandNobles.com, and you can get it at Amazon.com. And you can also get my books, The Art of Mackin, at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. You can get my book, The Art of Gold Digging. You can get my book, The Elite Way, Player Be Played, The Mac Within. Get all my books for the holidays at Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com. Because Christmas is right around the corner. Kwanzaa is right around the corner. I think Cinco de Mayo, all that stuff. So you can get your holiday books on. And by popular demand, have a brand new Mac-ish package. A lot of people have been asking me to put together a holiday Mac-ish package, and I have a holiday Mac-ish package. Now, with this Mac-ish package, it's only going to be available for 1 week because it's, I'm very grateful that people like the products and they like the Mac-ish packages, but it's a lot of work to get those Mac-ish packages out. I have to sit up and box them and mail them and box them and mail them. It's a lot of work. And I'm right in the middle of doing this documentary. I literally just got in a few hours ago from doing some interviews on the East Coast. And I'm going back on the road later next week to do some more interviews around the country. So I know that the holidays are right around the corner. So this is why I'm going to have the Mac-ish package available from today until next Wednesday, so everything will get to you by Christmas. Everything will definitely be to you by Christmas. And this is what will be included in the brand new holiday Mac-ish package. What you will get the exclusive Tariq Elite Risque Elite Cologne. That's one. And don't forget, the cologne is imported from France. Very fly fragrance for those who have not smelled the Risque Elite Cologne. A lot of people have been asking about that. So this package will include the Risque Elite Cologne. You will also get the Tariq Elite Aviator Sunglasses. You got it? Are you following me? Are you with me? Now that right there is over like $110, $120 bucks right there. You're going to get the Risque Elite Cologne, the Tariq Elite Aviator Sunglasses. You will also get the Mac Lessons DVD. A lot of good game in the Mac Lessons DVD. You will also get the Tariq Elite Live in New York DVD. You will also get the Tariq Elite Live in Atlanta DVD. So you're going to get the Risque Elite Cologne. You're going to get the Tariq Elite Aviator Glasses. You're going to get the Mac Lessons DVD. You're going to get the Tariq Elite Live in New York DVD. And you will get the Live in Atlanta DVD. You will get all five of these things for the low price of $89 for 1 week only. You cannot beat that, people. Can't beat that deal. And that's going to be going on from right now. You got to order right now until next Wednesday. Next Wednesday is the cutoff date, and there's no substitutions and all that. The package is what it is. Order that this week only. Today is Thursday, the 9th of December. The sale will be over Wednesday, the 15th of December, 2010. So you guys go to maclessons.com and get the Mac-ish package. That's at maclessons.com. get the Maccas package, get that, and you're going to be real fly for the holidays. And women, you get it for the guy in your life. Fellas, get it for yourself. Fathers, get it for your sons. Real good deal, and the cologne is off the hook. I promise you, the cologne is really, really off the hook. Anyway, we're going to get into some good game today. Let me get into the game. I got my Maccas music on. Now, today is going to be a show for women. This is a game for women show, because I haven't done a game for women show in a long time. And a lot of the women, the ladies out there, they've been saying, Tariq, what about us? You need to do a show for the ladies. Give the ladies some game. Help the ladies out. And I do. Every now and then I do game for women shows. My shows are generally universal. Everybody can listen to them and soak up game. And this show today, men can listen to the show and men can soak up game. So we're not excluding the guys, but I'm tailoring the game to the women. So I want all my women folk to listen up, and all my fellas out there, go grab some of the women that you know who need a little game in their lives and let them listen. All my secure players who's not afraid of women knowing a little game, because I'm very fair with the game, because a true player is going to be honest no matter what, so you don't have a problem sharing the game with those who are worthy of learning the game. That includes women. If women are worthy of learning the game, let's lace them with it, because they need to know what's going on too. Women, if they respect the game, I'm going to give it to you. And also, like I've been promising, 2011, I'm going to really focus on doing lectures for the women, because a lot of women want me to come out and speak specifically to them. And I really plan on doing that for 2011. I really want to get out there on the road and lace these women with game and just let y'all know what the real deal is about guys. I'm really going to focus on that. And I really want to holler at the people at the Essence Festival, because I would love to do the Essence Festival next summer. That would be real hot, and lace these women with some real game instead of y'all just sitting up there listening to the same old year after year. Y'all need to be shaken up with some real ism. All right, but anyway, but I digress. So today's show, like I said, it's a game for women show. On today's show, I'm going to talk about why men lie. That's what I'm going to talk about on today's show. It's going to be about why men lie, because that's a very common question. A lot of women want to know why guys lie. You're going to learn why guys lie today. So I want all the ladies to grab your pens, grab your paper. I know you're listening very closely, because a lot of women want to know how men think and why men commit to certain lies and all this stuff. And you're going to learn it today. Now, as far as men lying, you have to understand the types of relationships that's out there. Now, we're going to have to go back a little bit. For all my diehard listeners, let's go back to my first book, The Art of Maccin. In my book, The Art of Maccin, I talked about the three types of relationships that's out there. You have three basic types of relationships. And I covered this in a couple of my books, but I covered it first in The Art of Maccin. In The Art of Maccin, I talked about people getting into relationships to satisfy their agendas. Their agenda is either sexual, financial, or emotional. Those are the three types of relationships. See, relationships are very simple, people. People try to make them more complex than what they really are. You got to break things down very simplistically, and that's what I like to do. I like to make things simple and plain. I don't want to try to turn things into rocket science, because people make it more serious than what it is. But like I said, people have agendas. An agenda isn't bad. Having an agenda is not bad. Having an agenda is basically a motive or a certain goal that you want in a relationship. And people have a sexual goal, they have a financial goal, or they have an emotional goal. You understand that? The problem is, a lot of times, our goals or our agenda is not compatible with the person that we're trying to deal with. For example, if I'm trying to get into a relationship with a girl because of sexual gratification, I'm trying to satisfy a sexual agenda, but she's looking for an emotional agenda, there's going to be a clash there. We're not going to be compatible. Now, there are some relationships that are compatible. There might be a guy who's in for some sexual gratification, but there's a woman who wants some financial gratification, and the guy is giving her financial gratification in exchange for sexual gratification. So that relationship is actually compatible to a certain degree. It's like a trick hole relationship, but it's compatible nonetheless. But there are relationship agendas out of those three agendas that's not compatible. Because if a person is trying to date a person for financial agenda and that person is trying to date for emotional agenda, it's going to be a clash. So their agendas have to be on the same page or they have to be compatible. Either two people are going to have to be on an emotional path or a sexual path, or the paths have to be compatible. Are you following me, people? Now, the lies come into play with the guys when we know that our agendas are not compatible with yours. You understand that? If we know that you have a different agenda and we have a different agenda, a lot of times men will just lie to pretend that our agenda is the same as yours. Where if a guy is just trying to get some sex from a woman and she wants a relationship, a lot of times the guy will pretend that he wants a relationship too. So the lies will come in on that front. You understand that? Follow me on this. Now, sometimes people start off seemingly with compatible agendas. But what happens is that agendas will change during the course of the relationship, and that's when lies will be created then. Now, when people are in relationships, so they start off with one another and their agendas are not compatible, when you look back, you'll see the lies that were told. A lot of times women are in relationships with guys and they get out of the relationship and they say, damn, this dude was lying to me from the jump. Everything this dude was saying was a lie. This guy had a whole family on the other side of town. You see the lies in hindsight. And the reason why there were lies, again, is because you guys didn't have compatible agendas. You understand that? Now, sometimes people get into relationships. A man, he wants an emotional connection, seemingly. Or the woman, she wants an emotional connection, seemingly. You guys get into a relationship. All of a sudden, things change. All of a sudden, this guy, he doesn't want an emotional attachment no more. He wants to get out here and play the field. He wants to get his sexual agenda satisfied. So this is where the lies come in. He's lying about where he's been. He's lying about certain phone numbers. His agenda has changed. Also, there are situations where a guy might be with a girl for financial reasons. He might be a kept man. The woman might have a cool little job and he's kicking it with the woman and the woman is cool and that's fine. Everything is going good. But all of a sudden, this man gets on his feet financially. He hits a lick or he gets a job or he gets a career. Something pops off and now his money is cool and he really doesn't need to satisfy his financial agenda with the female. So that's when the lies might start there. So a lot of times in the context of relationships, people lie and men lie because of the incompatibility of the agendas, or the agendas change during the course of the relationship. So women have to understand that part of the game. Not that the guy is bad and not that he's deceptive. The agendas change. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that guys don't lie because they're not being deceptive. There are some deceptive dudes out there, and I'm about to get into that in a minute. But I'm just giving you the context of lies within relationships, why guys lie within the context of relationships. Now, sometimes guys will lie in the context of relationships because they're not feeling too good about themselves, so they have to lie and put up a front to make themselves look better and also to make themselves feel better. They want to make themselves look better in the eyes of others, and they want to cover up any kind of insecurities they have. But again, a lot of guys really tell passive lies. A lot of times guys will tell lies not to not hurt your feelings. They don't know how to be honest about certain things. Like if a guy is trying to get into a sexual relationship with a woman, a lot of women say, well, if a guy just wanted sex, how come he couldn't just say that? It doesn't work like that, because a guy can't really come up to a woman and say, hey, you cool, but I just want to have sex with you. I don't want a relationship. Most people are not going to say that because, number one, it's kind of a mean thing to say. That's not really a cool thing to say to anybody. So you're going to have to be tactful to a certain degree. Common sense will tell a guy that that's not what you say to a person. So you're going to be tactful to a certain degree. A lot of times guys will lie about wanting to be in a relationship emotionally or financially when they really want to be in a sexual relationship, because they don't know how to go about getting into a strictly sexual relationship. A lot of guys can get into those relationships without lying. You don't have to announce that's all you want, but you can just get into a relationship or situation with somebody and not tell a woman all that stuff. And there are a lot of women who are down with that. I know how you women get down. A lot of guys don't know that. A lot of guys feel like, okay, in order for her to stick around and for me to get all this good sex from her, let me tell her what I think she wants to hear. And this is a message to the fellas out there. It doesn't work like that all the time. Some women are real cool with that. The lies are unnecessary. If you and a woman are chilling and the sex thing pops off, just let it pop off. You don't have to throw no lies in there. But a lot of times guys get selfish. Guys are very territorial. It's like dealing with a kid with toys. When a kid has toys and other kids are looking at that toy, they try to claim the toy for themselves. They really want to hold on to the toy, not because they like the toy, but they just don't want other kids to have it. And it's the same thing when it comes to dealing with women. A lot of guys don't really want a relationship with you. They like the sex and they don't want no other dude sexing with you. So they'll tell you what they think you need to hear in order to keep you around. So that's one type of lie. That's one reason why some guys lie. Now, outside of the context of relationships, there are some guys who are generally liars. And you have to understand the two basic types of liars. The first type of liar you have the manipulative liar. You have the guy who's just a liar to be manipulative. It's a way to be empowered by running game on people. There's some dudes who have this scam artist mentality, and they kind of get off on feeling like they can trick people into doing certain things. They like to deceive people because it's like a power rush. Cats like this, if you try to help them, they wouldn't even appreciate it. They would rather scam you out of something instead of you helping them with something. You understand? You have cats who are so manipulative with that lying mentality. If you say, hey, look, I'll let you borrow my television, they'll turn it down. They would rather break into your house and steal the television. They have that kind of mentality. And there are dudes like that when it comes to lying. They would rather con you or trick you out of doing certain things because that gives them a sense of power. If you give them something, or if you're too nice to cats like this, they look at that as a weakness. And it destroys the predatory nature that they have. It's a predatory thing that they have, where they like to prey on the seemingly weak. So they have to deceive their way through certain things. So you want to stay away from cats like that. They like to lie to see some kind of pain. They like to see you fucked up in the game. They like to see you ass out. They like to see you on the bottom and them on the top. It's like a subconscious subliminal win. Like they win, you lose. There's some guys like that. Not all guys. Because a lot of guys, a lot of brothers get put into that bag. And a lot of guys, a lot of brothers are not like that. But you do have some dudes like that. So you know, you need to know how to watch out for these cats. The second type of general liar you have the compulsive liar. Now, the compulsive liar isn't necessarily a bad dude. The compulsive liar is just a dude who has gotten to a state of arrested development. He was the kind of cat who grew up, he was probably abused or neglected as a kid, and they hold on to this little childhood thing where they live in a fantasy world. And a lot of these guys, you know, when you're a kid, you exaggerate and you fantasize and you lie about little things because you're a kid, and kids do that. So these guys have that same mentality. They lie so much, it becomes normal for them. The compulsive liar is comfortable with lying. They're so comfortable with lying, telling the truth feels weird. You know what I'm saying? Telling the truth for these guys is real strange to them. You can ask them a simple question and they have to give you some crazy convoluted answer. For them to answer your question straight up, they will fidget. They don't even know how to do that. And you have a lot of cats out there who deal with not just women like that. They deal with other men like this. A lot of guys who lie just to belong. It's like a kid. You know, when you're a kid, you lie and exaggerate in order to belong. You just want to be a part of the conversation sometimes. So you just create a big lie just to be in it. And when I was on tour earlier this year, I was in Chicago and I talked about this. I think I talked about it on the show before, and I talked about it at my Chicago lecture. One of the cats on Facebook told this real big ass lie for absolutely no reason at all. When I was in Chicago, and a lot of times I go to these cities and I don't know what's what, so I ask my people on Facebook what clubs are popping, what's going on around town. And I put up a thing on Facebook asking people what clubs were popping off on Tuesday night, and this one guy, he hit me up and he was talking about some club that was downtown Chicago that jumped off on a Tuesday night. And this guy, I mean, he really put extras on it. This guy was like, Tariq, you need to go to this club downtown Chicago. The club is called such and such. The club has 5 floors. It has 5 levels. It has 10 dance floors. They got R&B on the bottom, hip hop in the middle, jazz on the top, a live band. They got 10 bars. They got stripper poles. They got salsa dancing. They got free drinks before 10. They cater it. They got buffalo wings. They got jugglers and a light and laser show. I mean, this dude sold this. And man, me and my staff, we get together. We getting dressed. I'm like, damn, we got to hit this spot up. Man, in Chicago, it's cold as hell. You know, you're getting dressed to go out in that damn Chicago wind. That violent, cold-ass Chicago air is nothing to play with. So we driving around, cold as hell in Chicago. We go to this club that this guy says that's just the most happening spot on earth. Club is closed. That nothing is on the street. The street is closed. The club is closed. It's like a ghost town. Nothing is popping at all. And the club didn't even have all those levels. You can look on the outside. It was just a regular building. And I'm like, wait a minute. This dude got us running around the streets of Chicago and this thing ain't even popping. So I confront him at the lecture. I saw him at the lecture. I'm like, dude, why did you tell us this long exaggerated story about how this club is popping and it's all this and it's all that? Man, we went there and nothing was happening. The club wasn't all that. Nothing. Why'd you tell me that? And all the guy could look at me and do and say was, my bad. That's all he could say. Oh, my bad. Because he knew he lied. This guy just told a lie for nothing. And we have a lot of dudes out there who just lie for nothing. They lie to belong. They just want to be a part of something. It's a comfortable thing to do. And I feel sorry for women who get into relationships with dudes like this. And a lot of you women, you deal with these dudes, you're kicking it with them, everything is cool, and these dudes lie for no apparent reason. So, women, have you ever dealt with a dude, you're in a relationship with the guy, and this guy, everything is cool, you don't want nothing from the guy, everything is great, but then he'll just make this crazy offer, like, hey baby, you know what, this weekend, I'm gonna take you to the mall, I'm gonna take you on a shopping spree this weekend. I'm going to get you a Gucci bag. I'm going to get you some Manolo boots. I'm going to get you a Burberry purse. I'm about to get you a fur coat. I'm about to get you some jewels, some diamonds. I'm about to get you the Kamora Lee Simmons jewelry. I'm going to hook you up this weekend. And then when the weekend comes, you're like, hey, babe, what's going on with the shopping spree? And he's like, oh, well, my little check didn't come through, man.
yeah, my little income tax check. I thought my income tax was going to come in. And, you know, my mama, she got sick. And then he starts making up other lies to cover up the big lie he told. And you're looking at him like, dude, why did you even tell the first lie? You didn't even need to tell me all this bullshit. That's what it's like dealing with a compulsive liar. When you're dealing with the compulsive lie, you're dealing with the kid. So you're going to have to charge that dude to the game. You got to deal with the guy who's mature enough to have grown out of that stage. See, the problem is, ladies, a lot of you guys, a lot of you women, you want these childlike dudes because you like having these mother-child relationships with them. But that's the thing. When you have a mother-child relationship with a dude, you're going to have to deal with that childlike mentality. And what's sad is that the childlike mentality goes into overdrive when these guys are stressed out. When there's a conflict or there's a stressful situation, when you need this guy to man up the most, that's when he will become more childlike, which will become more frustrating on you. So women, you got to learn how to charge these childlike dudes to the game. Now, finally, let me give some of you women some ways to tell when a guy is lying. I'm going to give you four clues to look for to let you know when or if a guy is lying to you, or if you are dealing with a lying man. Well, number one, ladies, you have to look at irresponsible reasoning. An irresponsible reasoner, he's the kind of guy who blames everything on everybody. This is the kind of guy who doesn't take any responsibility for none of his actions. Everything that happens in this dude's life, it's always somebody else's fault. You understand that? Everything that pops off with this guy, somebody did it to him. It's somebody else that's holding him back. Somebody at his job holding him down. His homeboys got him drunk. Everything is some crazy, convoluted excuse. This guy has an excuse for everything. And excuses are just nicely packaged lies. Because this guy gets into the habit of giving excuses all the time. When something deceptive pops off, he has a ready-made excuse. He's already used to giving you excuses, and you're used to listening to his excuses. So he's ready. He's already practicing. That irresponsible behavior is just practice for lies. So when he doesn't come home, he's like, yeah, baby, I didn't come home, man. What happened was, you know how Dante and them, they had got me drunk and high. You know, when I get high, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what I'm doing. And then they took me over to somebody's house. And then when I woke up, I'm naked. It's this girl on top of me. And I'm like, get off me. Get my penis up out of you. And I put my clothes on, I washed off, and I'm like, man, somebody take me home. So they brought me here, and I'm like, man. I came home, and I prayed, and I had to rebuke that little evil spirit that was on me. So it's that type of dude. It's everybody else's fault but his. He didn't do anything. Everything was done to him. So you got to watch out for cats like that who never take any responsibility. Now, number two, you have to look out for guys who have exaggerated emotions when they're confronted by certain things. You always got to watch out for the exaggerated emotions. Men and women do this to a certain degree. Sometimes when you're out with a woman, you can tell when a woman is not being as genuine as she can be. When a woman is acting a little too coy, a little bit too giggly, everything you say, I'm like, okay, well, you giggling your ass off. But a lot of times, if you confront a guy and his emotions are too mellow or too over the top, that's a red flag. Like if you are dating a guy and you say to him, hey, you know what? I did a little background check on you, Steve. I found out, Steve, did you try to blow up a building? And he looks at you talking about, when? What do you mean when? Anytime did you try to blow up a building? No. If he's like a little bit too casual with it, you know, that's a red flag. That's a real red flag. Like, Steve, did you try to rape a goat? What goat? Any goat? No. That's a red flag. That's not the right response. Also, if his response is too over the top, like if you confront him about something and he's jumping all over. Yeah, you ever look at the show like The First 48 when they get those dudes in the interrogation room, and the cops know when the guy is guilty because they act over the top when they're confronting with the information, trying to prove that they didn't do it. You know, they get him in that interrogation room and they say, now look here, we have reason to believe that you were involved in the murder of Lil Otis. Then the nigga jumps up, hell no, I ain't kill no Lil Otis, hell no, y'all got me fucked up, shawty, I ain't kill Lil Otis, fuck that, I ain't kill nobody. Then you found out he killed Lil Otis. Same thing with these dudes. You're in a relationship with them, you're like, baby, you were in the shower with some girl called, who was that girl? I don't know no goddamn girl. What girl you talking about? I ain't never seen no girl before. What girl? I don't know no girl. Girl, what? What girl? I ain't seen no goddamn girl. You accusing me of being with a girl. When they do all that, that's guilt. Hands down. All that over the top, overly exaggerated nonsense, that's pure guilt. So you always got to look for those over the top, overly exaggerated responses. Now, number three, that brings us to the smoke screen details when you confront a dude about something. Men, see, we generally like to get to the point about certain things. Men, we don't like to go into a whole bunch of details about stuff. We like to get to the point. We just get right to the point. When a dude is going all around the point and going into too many details, that's a red flag. That usually he's lying. If guys go into deep details about stuff, they're lying. Like if you say, babe, you didn't come home till 2:00 last night in the morning. Where were you? And then he starts giving you details that really ain't got nothing to do with the story. What you asked him, oh, where was I at 2:00? Well, you know what? Yesterday afternoon at my job, you know, I go on my lunch break around noon. Sometimes I go around 1:30, but there was something that happened. They were working on the building, so they let us out around 1 to go on lunch. So I went on my lunch break and I went to the mall and I went to the food court and I got a Cinnabon, and I'm gonna bring you one of them Cinnabons from lunch one day from work. But I had ate some tacos, and the tacos, man, I used this sauce on there. They had this brand new sauce that they were doing some promotions with, and I had put the sauce on the taco, and it was kind of upset my stomach a little bit. I'm like, damn, because you know, last time I'm not used to all that spice. I was at your mom's house and we had ate that spicy food, and that had messed me up. So anyway, I went back to work, everything was cool. And after work, my stomach was really, you know, really hurting, and I was getting a little woozy. So I called Dante to come take me to the emergency room, you know. And we're driving to the emergency room, and we had to take a detour, and we passed by that boutique that you like. And I saw that dress that you wanted to get, and I'm going to get that for you when I get my check. But anyway, we had went to the hospital, and they had pumped my stomach, and they let me out at around 1:30, and I came on to the crib. So when a nigga just goes all around the world with all these little smokescreen details, that's a lie. Whenever dudes go into details that are just non sequiturs, that have nothing to do with what you asked them, it's lies. Point blank. And that brings us to number four. You can tell a dude is lying when they change the subject. When they give you something and then they change the subject because they don't want you to find out or start asking about the holes in their story. If you confront them about something, they give you some lame excuse and then quickly change the subject, that's a dead giveaway. If you say, hey, babe, what's going on? You came home at 7:00 in the morning. What happened to you yesterday? Oh yeah, what happened, man? I was coming home from the gym, and then I was jogging. I was in the park, and then these four niggas came out and straight raped me. And these niggas was raping me. I lost my phone, and I couldn't call nobody, so I got them niggas off me. Then I got my phone. Then I just ran on to the crib. But anyway, what you cooking for Thanksgiving, though? We gonna eat at your mom's house, or what we gonna do? Because, you know, I want some of that turkey and dressing. So when they quickly try to change the subject and get on something else, you know that's a dead giveaway. So look out for that. Anyway, people, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. My name is Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have all the ladies listening in. Glad to have all my players listening in. Don't forget the Mackish package. It's available right now. Go to Mac MacLessons.com. You get the Risk Elite Cologne, the Tariq Elite Aviator Sunglasses, the Mac Lessons DVD, the Tariq Elite Live in New York DVD, and the Tariq Elite Live in Atlanta DVD. You get all that for $89 for 1 week only. Go order yours right now. I will holler at you guys next week. Peace.